Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
What's good, Miami? Stephen Sports Blog here with you on MSL Radio. If you want to talk to me, call on the show at 646-716-8715. Follow me at Writing Fanatic 2. Follow the show at 305 Sports and Life. Casey's not on right now. She'll be on in a couple minutes. I'm going to start the show without her because, you know, she's not on right now. But, wow, it was a crazy night in sports last night. There's no doubt about that. And it all started with the NBA draft lottery. I'm going to start with that because that was what happened first last night. NBA draft lottery, it was a disappointment, I want to say. I definitely agree. I definitely want to say that it was a disappointing draft lottery. For one reason, the Knicks didn't get the first pick. The Knicks, I live in Jersey, so, you know, knowing the New York Knicks, so everything about the Knicks, everyone's saying this nightmare season, reading in the newspapers, the season sucks. They need to end the season already. Sorry, halfway through the season, they need to end it. But they didn't. And then how they fell so far. And that just goes to show how bad the next season is. That they just fell to the fourth spot, which just shows how bad their season was. But the first overall pick to go to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They are now the first team in NBA history. The first team in NBA history to have number one overall pick in three straight seasons. Now, last year they did draft number one overall pick. They did draft Andrew Wiggins, who won right away Rookie of the Year honors. So you never know. You never know what's going to happen with the Timberwolves and who they pick next year. But Timberwolves had the wonderful pick. The Lakers wound up getting the number two pick. Kobe, wow. And after hearing that the Lakers had the two pick, Kobe went off on his team. He said, quote, "We played like crap all season. We might as well have gotten the second pick." Well, okay, I'm just quoting people because I'm not sure exactly what they said, but I'm going to paraphrase it and say that he said they sucked and they deserve the second overall pick. Who knows what they're going to go with that? They could go anywhere. There's so many top players in this draft coming up in June. I'm not sure what the date is. But coming up in June, we do have many, many people that are going to be picked high. You know, we have Joel Okafor from Duke. I'm not too sure about that, but I'm pretty sure he's from Duke. You have Towns. I remember his name, Towns, from Kentucky, I think, or Duke. And, of course, there's Frank Kaminsky from the University of Wisconsin. Kaminsky is going to be high. No doubt about that. The fact that he helped beat the number one overall seed in Kentucky, who's undefeated at the time. Yeah. Expect him to go very high in the draft. Also going high in the draft, if you ask me, is Ohio State's D'Angelo Russell. Now, a lot of people don't agree that he should not have gone into the playoffs. I mean, not the playoffs, into the draft so early. He was only a freshman. Played one season, and now he's going into the NBA. He proved well enough that he is a top NBA prospect. And as Phil Jackson said, of course, you can't be saying that before the draft, but Phil Jackson did say that Russell was a top draft pick or a high NBA prospect. So you never know. D'Angelo Russell, if he falls to the fourth spot, look for the Knicks to get him. They could use him. They can use him. He's a very good shooter. The Knicks don't really have, which obviously helps with them losing so many games and having a terrible season last season. I think they had like the second or third worst season in NBA history. I'm not too sure about that, but I do know that D'Angelo Russell looking like he's going to go to the New York Knicks. But I can't speak for the Knicks or D'Angelo Russell himself. That's for you guys out of Miami. The Heat have the 10th overall pick. I was going on Twitter last night, and I'm not sure how that all works out. But apparently, people that call themselves Heat Nation, they said that the Heat kept their pick. Again, I don't know what that means. I don't pay attention to the draft. No, not to the NBA draft, because I just got the NBA this year. My first year knowing about the NBA. I'm not sure about most of it. I'm very unknowledgeable in the NBA, but as time goes by, I will definitely do my research and I'll know more about the NBA as far as the draft goes. What I do know about the NBA is Western Conference Finals were last night. The Rockets at the Warriors in Golden State, which is also, a.k.a. Oakland, California. The Warriors hosted the Rockets last night, and it was a classic fun that gets. I didn't watch the game, but I do know that Steph Curry hit a buzzer-beating shot at the end of the half, and the Warriors went into the half leading. Oh, here you have somebody. You have a caller. Hello?
Hey, Stephen. It's Casey.
Hi, yes. Casey. How are you?
Sorry, I'm a couple minutes late. I'm feeling all under the weather, but...
That's okay. That's all right.
Anyway, ready to go.
All right, so we have Casey Wallach on here with us. Casey, I just talked about the draft lottery and how the Knicks wound up getting the fourth pick, and I was a little surprised that they got the fourth pick. I thought they'd get the first pick. How do you feel about the draft? Like, I know that the Wolves have the top overall pick. Do you think that was right?
You know, they had the best odds, but actually, I mean, I don't think there have been too many teams like with, you know, have the most entries into the draft that have gotten it, you know, over the past, I don't know if they said 20 years or so. And the Knicks, I mean, Knicks fans obviously are livid right now. I mean, the reaction's been pretty intense. And the, you know, Lakers fans are, you know, obviously over the moon. You know, I don't know if you saw what Kobe Bryant tweeted out
last night. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So I know you're a Knicks fan, so it's, you know, I mean, it's fourth, but I mean, I think, for, you know, probably the 76ers, you know, I'm happy they didn't get those three draft picks in the first round, so...
Yeah, the 76ers not having a first-round pick. I remember reading it on Twitter, but I wasn't too sure if that's what was going on with the Sixers.
Yeah, they got the third pick, but they didn't get that the 6th and the 11th, which is what they would have gotten if, you know, the other teams had fallen out of their, you know, protected range.
Ah, okay. So... I don't remember if you remember this, but earlier in the season, Phil Jackson was talking about D'Angelo Russell from Ohio State, and he said that he would love to have him as part of the Knicks, as a member of the New York Knicks. Do you think that he's going to stick to his word, and do you think the Knicks will draft D'Angelo Russell with the fourth overall pick?
If he's still available, I definitely think so. You know, a lot of mock drafts, which they have him projected going third. He's a great player. And I was impressed watching him in the NCAA tournament. So, yeah, if he's available, I mean, I would definitely go after it. Another guy is Emmanuel Moody, I think is how you say his name. He played in China. So, obviously, there hasn't been a lot of – he's also a point guard, type two. But there's not a lot of footage on him. But he's supposedly, you know, he's fast and he's got a lot of strength. So, I mean, that could be another option, you know, if say, for instance, that D'Angelo Russell isn't available at number four.
Okay. So, going back to number one, is the Minnesota Timberwolves. This is the third straight season that they have the number one overall pick. First team in NBA history to have the number one overall pick three straight times. Last season, they picked Andrew Wiggins. And he wound up being the rookie of the year. Who do you think the Bulls are going after this season?
I mean, I think it'd be pretty hard not to go with Karl Anthony Towns over Jahlil Okafor, you know, as being the best player on the board. You know, I mean, I'm just the most impressed with him as a center and, you know, big man, and he's, you know, great at rebounding, and he's got great offensive shooting range, you know, all over the court, which, I mean, you don't have many big men that can do that, and I believe he's actually a good, very good free throw shooter, so, you know, with all this whoever strategy people are, you know, doing nowadays, which is, you know, annoying at best, but... besides that, you know, that's also, you know, an asset to have, you know, as a high free throw percentage shooter.
Right. I have a question for you, Casey. Do you live in Wisconsin? So do you affiliate yourself with the Bucks? Are you familiar with how the Milwaukee Bucks work?
Yes, yeah.
So do you know who the Bucks are looking to go after? Like, do you know what pick they have in the draft?
I'm gonna look it up because I think they're 17th, maybe.
I remember checking that there were only 14 teams that had already had their picks set because those are 14 teams on the playoffs. And the last one was
right.
The Oklahoma City Thunder, which, you know, still not getting over the fact that they're not in the playoffs still.
Yeah.
It is what it is with that. Let me just check it down here.
Yeah, I think I've got them here at 17. According to this is on Chad Ford's mock draft. And because after the first, you know, the 14 lottery ones, and, you know, it just goes by record. And since the Bucks were eliminated in the first round.
Right.
What I believe, you know, I'm pretty sure that's what it is, but.
What position do you think that the Bucks need more work at?
Center.
Okay, wait. Go on.
Thanks. If, you know, if Frank Kaminsky's on the board still, you know, and got, you know, a Wisconsin, you know, guy who's incredible for the Badgers in the tournament, you know, in the finals and everything. So, you know, I really like him. I don't know that he would go that, be still on the board though at that point, because there's a lot of teams that do need a big man. So, I'm trying to think who else. I mean, you know, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson is another, you know, guy from Arizona who's also a center.
Right.
You know, a real strong player. But, yeah, I mean, for the Bucks, a center is definitely, you know, what they need the most.
Yeah, there's a lot. I'm looking at the top players right now. I could see Stanley Johnson falling to the 17th, believe it or not. But that's how great these players are from coming into the draft. There's going to be a lot of top players. And seeing Stanley Johnson going to 17 would not be surprising, because even a lot of these teams in the top 14 don't need that much help in the center position.
Right. Right. So who are you liking for? Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. Do you ask me who for what number overall?
Who are you as a, you know, as a Knicks fan and everything? Who are you hoping to get, I guess, and who do you think that the Knicks
need? I'm not a Knicks fan. I just associate with the Knicks. I just live here in Jersey, so I know a lot about the Knicks.
I'm sorry. I thought.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Being at four, I see them getting D'Angelo Russell. I said this earlier before you came on, that Phil Jackson had said that. And I just see him going, I see him falling, because you have Kaminsky, you have Towns, you have Coy Stein, Winslow. You know, he could fall to at least four. There are the players that are better than him, if you ask me.
Okay. Did you see that they did the changes to the, and I'm just skipping over the NFL there, but the changes to the point after the touchdown yesterday that they approved?
We'll talk a little bit more after this commercial break. You're listening to Steven Sports Blog here on MSL Radio.
So at the end of the day, I mean, you could keep that to yourself. You don't even have to let anybody know, because at the end of the day, you know, if somebody's coming out, you're getting all the attention. I'm not saying that's what Michael Sam's intentions were, but there's always another side to the story. At the end of the day,
Jesus Christ.
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here only on MSL Radio, Monday through Friday. Check it out. I know I messed up, but whatever. Listen to the show. Interested in advertising or sponsoring with MSL? Working for MSL as a writer? even having your own radio show? Or do you have more of a business mind and want to bring your talents down here to South Beach? That's right. MSL has a big-ass help on to sign up. Writers, radio personalities, marketing directors, website managers, positions are open. Apply today and make this money. Miami Sports and Lifestyle, baby.
Want to learn how to scan your swagger? Get insight on that and more from Dia Hicks every weekend, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Inside the Sports World with Darren Williamson, Stephen Ehr, and Andrew Powell is every Saturday between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Double G Radio. Starting the new.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a campaign underway. Let's give Miami the exposure that it deserves via Miami Sports and Lifestyle. MSL to ESPN. Love it, know it, support it.
Attention Miami, MSL is looking for writers for the Miami Dolphins, Miami Heat, Miami Marlins, Florida Panthers, Miami Hurricanes, and Florida International University Panthers. If you are interested, contact Stephen Ehr at Stephen_Ehr@yahoo.com for details. Join the MSL team today.
We at MSL have a new blog site underway, miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog for all your content surrounding Miami sports. Official site coming soon.
What's good, Miami? And I guess pretty soon I'll have to say what's good, nation, since we're going national. But this is Andrew Powell, host of the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson, the CEO, founder of Miami Sports and Lifestyle. As you all know, I talk about marijuana a lot on my show. I do consider myself an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. And why? Because this is a medicine that helps so many different diseases, including cancer. And if it were legalized, it could eventually form a cure for cancer. And we've all been affected by cancer before with family members. We need to legalize medicine because not only does it help out cancer, but it helps out so many different diseases. So many. We need to legalize cures. And not only that, but legalizing marijuana would decrease black market control and crime and increase tax revenue to give this country's economy a boost. And we all know we need that. This is a beautiful plant that should have never been made illegal in the first place. But because of racism, lies, and greed over the almighty dollar, it's now illegal. And patients and peaceful marijuana smokers suffer everywhere, even in 2015. We need to legalize medicine. We need to legalize peace. Let's legalize marijuana 2015.
The views expressed by Andrew Powell are of Andrew Powell and Andrew Powell alone, and not the company and staff of Miami Sports and Lifestyle.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
That's right, we're back in Miami. I'm at Stephen Ehr here with Casey Wallach on Stephen Sports Blog. Casey actually brought this point out before we went to commercial, that there's a new extra point rule in the NFL. Instead of being at the 2-yard line, extra points will now be kicked from the 15-yard line. That means extra point attempts will be 32 yards away. Now, Casey, you brought it up. What do you think about the whole new rule?
I think it's great, you know, because it actually turns, you know, something that, you know, was just like a, you know, a gimme type of play that really, you know, nobody paid attention to, and it's something that, you know, can be, like, game-changing and can be affected by, you know, things such as, you know, bad weather, you know, strong winds and everything later in the season. And more interesting to me is also that they now will allow the defense to return a blocked kick or, you know, in the case of a two-point conversion, you know, I believe also to be able to, you know, return that play too, which is another huge game-changing thing, and it really, you know, makes the special teams have a bigger impact in ways other than, you know, just the punt returns and kickoffs, et cetera. So your thoughts?
Yeah, I personally don't like it because 32 extra points, like you hear a 32-yard field goal team is, like just the fact that these extra points are so far away now, there's going to be a lot of weird scores. It's not going to be like 28-0 or whatever. It's going to be like, who knows? Like if you miss every extra point and score like 4 touchdowns, that's 24 points. I mean, that's not weird, but it could be weird. But anyway, getting back to what you said about the two-point conversions, they are still at the 2-yard line. Just the extra points
right.
removed. So do you think that now more teams are going to go for 2 instead of the 1?
Well, I know one team that, I mean, that this is just an opinion, that might, if the Philadelphia Eagles have Tim Tebow on their roster, you know, they've talked about using him, like, as an asset in that type of situation, you know, red zone and, you know, two-point conversions. You know, I mean, that would be one team that I could see doing it more. You know, as far as success rate of, you know, two-point conversions isn't, you know, usually very high for very many teams. So I guess you kind of have to evaluate how much you believe in your kicker to be able to put through the, you know, 32, essentially the 32-yard field goal with the point after. So I think it's going to vary team by team, but I think you might start seeing some more an increase in two-point conversions because, you know, teams don't have a, you know, a kicker that they've got a lot of confidence in, you know, they might not want to, you know, risk it. And then, you know, like you said, all the weird scores that, you know, could come from it and everything, you know, where, especially when you're trying to, you know, plan, you know, the game out and everything.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to more 2 points because this probably should be easier for these teams to go for 2 instead of 1. But staying with the NFL, we were going to talk about this yesterday, but we ran out of time. Tom Brady spent 4 games because he deflated balls. He's stupid for doing that. So in his place will be Jimmy Garoppolo, the second-year player out of some college. How do you
Eastern
see him
Illinois.
Playing out the first? He's what?
He's from Eastern Illinois.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I only know
because
I looked
okay.
it up, that's all.
Now I remember that. Because I remember my quarterback, Tony Romo, with the Eastern Illinois, and Garoppolo broke all his records. But anyway, sticking to the
right.
Patriots, how do you see him playing out the first 4 games of the season?
Well, let's see. It's an interesting case. I mean, because, you know, I know when we talked about this ourselves, that, you know, because, you know, Tom Brady replaced Bledsoe after filling, you know, in for 4 games. So it's, you know, one of those things where you're, you know, kind of comparing. And I don't necessarily think I'm not going to count him out, but I don't necessarily think that's going to be the case. Just a couple of points that I found when I was, you know, looking up information on him because I really didn't know anything about him. I mean, I know he was the 62nd pick in the 2014 draft. You know, that was about it. But he didn't have a playbook in college. And the Patriots' offensive system is, like, one of the most complex in, you know, the NFL, and there's a lot of option routes. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, a big, you know, I think a key factor because, you know, the years you played in college, you didn't have a, you know, a playbook, you know, a set playbook is, you know, definitely a factor. And then also one of his former coaches, you know, he said that he needs a lot of reps in practice, which, you know, I mean, now he'll get them, but he's barely had any. And another thing, he said that some guys on the field see things from, like, the abstract standpoint as far as, you know, reading the coverage or, you know, when he's preparing, but that grapple, like, needs to actually, you know, see them, you know, in, like, real time, like, reps and
right.
practice. So, I don't know. What are your thoughts on him?
I just want to go over the four games that he is going to play in. If Brady's appeal is not approved or whatever the case may be, he will start the season opener. Of course, being civil chance, that's what they do, against Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't think he's going to overcome that defense, even without Ike Taylor and Troy Polamalu and James Harrison all gone. I don't think that he's going to be able to beat that team. I don't think it's going to happen. The next game he has at Buffalo, again, not going to happen. Then they go home. Then they go home and play the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's going to be one for them because Jaguars are terrible. Sorry. Week four, they have their bye week, the earliest of the NFL season. It's pretty weird, but anyway. And then they play my Dallas Cowboys in Arlington. And again, the Cowboys are going to win that game. So I see Jimmy Garoppolo going 1-3. And then Brady comes back October 18th at Indianapolis. So
yeah, that's
I see about a 1-3 start.
Yeah, I would agree with that also. I mean, you know, Jacksonville could give me, you know, I don't think that they're, you know, Jacksonville's going to, I think he'll do all right in that one.
Yeah, okay, so we have 4 minutes left, so I just want to talk a little bit of the Western Conference Finals Game 1. Warriors did beat the Rockets 110-106, but it was a back-and-forth game all the way. Now, before we talk about that, I just want to ask you, Casey, who do you Did you agree that Curry was supposed to be MVP, or do you think he was supposed to go to Harden?
Really, the whole season, I've really, you know, always liked Curry. I just think that his ball handling, the shots he can create, and just what he does on the court just blows my mind. And I mean, you know, when you think of, and I mean, and you could have also that debate, you know, when MVP most valuable. I mean, you could also say make a case for Harden being the most valuable piece on the Rockets too. So I always like Curry, but you know, I think it was a close race, you know.
Right. Yeah, I always thought it would be Harden because that's the only thing that Curry did was shoot threes. I think that Harden did more than that, but you know, again, I'm not the voter, so. But anyway, last night Harden definitely showed that he should have been MVP, or he felt like he should have been. He scored. I don't remember. I was going to watch on Twitter during the game, and everyone was like, oh my God, Harden, MVP style right there, and all those other things. But anyway, it was a close game. I knew that much. Wow. So,
yeah, I was definitely surprised at how close it was.
Yeah, so was I. We both picked the Warriors to win game one at home. Do you know where game two is? I think it's still in Oakland.
Yes, yeah, it's still in Oakland.
Okay, so I do have them winning game two as well, but you never know what James Harden's going to do. Dwight Howard last night, he got injured. Do you think he's going to play in game two?
It's, you know, it depends. I know he's going for an MRI today. I haven't seen any, you know, results yet of that. You know, I think he's a factor, but I think they're you know, he's an important part, but I think there's other guys that, you know, can maybe pick up the slack. I mean, because you saw how, because he went out, I believe, in the first quarter with the injury. And, I mean, you saw how they hung in that game with the Warriors, I mean, and you know, how close it was. So I think, you know, I think that it's probably going to be another close game. I don't see his injury, you know, if he doesn't play, being a big problem for them.
I can agree with that. Okay, well, we are out of time for today. This has been Steven Sportsblog and MSL Radio. I want to thank Casey for being on with us again. I hope she'll be back on tomorrow with us, Casey.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Thank you. I want to thank Casey again. I want to thank you guys for listening. Remember, check out the Andrew Powell Show tonight with Darren Williams and Eric Robson, 8 to 10 p.m. And then tonight at 11, check out the KG and Fee Show here on MSL Radio. This has been Steven Sportsblog. I want to thank you all, and we'll hear from you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Steven Sportsblog with Steven Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.